had a very interesting night last night. Obviously, I wake up. Well, not wake up. I go to sleep last night.
Yeah.
Go through this game. Right now, on paper, I am a FFWC dominator.
Okay.
Right? For me to get this to happen, I need the two teams in front of me to lose, myself to win.
Right.
And I needed, and I had a had to hold on to a 31-point lead. The lead grew up to over 100 in points. Was never worried about that. So I knew I had the best, the most points, which is $2,500. Now, in order to dominate this league and get the and take all the money out of the league, I need the two teams in front of me to lose. One of the teams last night was out of it. They were definitely losing. The other team had T.Y. Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
The team I was going against had Matt Forte.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't watch the game. I was a wreck. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I see Matt Forte's number slowly creeping up, but I feel like I had enough to withhold Matt Forte. He needed 17 to beat me.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to get to 17. T.Y. Hilton was going off, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I'm sitting there like, oh, my goodness. T.Y. Hilton's going off. It's getting closer and closer and closer. So, this final drive, I'm saying to myself, as long as T.Y. Hilton does not catch a pass, I will win by .60 yards, basically. Now, the game comes to an end. It goes final. He loses his game. I would tell you fellas the score right now. The guy I'm going against loses his game 131.55 to 131.9. My first thought was, okay, need to worry about a potential stat correction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yesterday on Fantasy Best Friends Forever, Nando said the last play of the Packers and the Texans, when the Texans were doing that stupid throw the ball back and forth.
Yeah.
Lamar Miller was a player that caught one of those passes. He caught it 4 yards in the wrong direction. So, he lost 4 yards. Well, the rule book says, to my knowledge, that on those specific plays, the only loss in yardage hit in that kind of a play goes to the quarterback. Well, Lamar Miller has one reception for negative 4 yards. So there possibly could be a stat correction that would give Lamar Miller an extra 4 yards. But will it take the reception away from him? It's kind of where I'm at now. If Lamar Miller gets those 4 yards, he would win 131.95 to 131.9. But does Lamar Miller lose the reception also?
Was Lamar Miller the first person to call the ball?
Yes.
So he's not going to lose the reception. He caught the ball. That's not going to change.
But he caught the ball. But then why take the points away? Then why give him the 4 yards back then?
He won't. If he was the first guy that caught the ball, that guy counts 100%.
But he caught the ball. It was a backwards lateral.
But how is he the first person that Brock Osweiler threw a pass? You're saying?
Yeah, no. So no, Forte wasn't the first person. I mean, Lamar Miller wasn't the first person.
Oh, then he won't have. Then how did he? He didn't have a reception. That are you sure that's the correct reception?
You're
talking about.
I think this is the unless he had another catch in this game.
It seems possible.
Right now, Miller has 14 rushes for 22 yards and one reception for -4. That -4 should become that negative should be taken off. But does that reception get taken off also?
Of course. If he wasn't throwing the pass, if he was just lateral the ball, that's not a reception, obviously.
So why was it not scored like this from the beginning?
That's why I'm wondering if that you just like if it's coincidental and he might have just had a catch for -4 yards.
Now, also, Tony, are these scores on last night, are these finals in this kind of situation where the league is already updated and says that I'm the overall champion?
Yeah. So basically, we've already had this. Thursday, they become official. So Thursday is the day that everything becomes
You're
official.
You're going to have to wait.
So in our league, the Greenwich Street Tavern League, we had a couple ties. And one of the ties was with Chris Vaccaro and his actually brother-in-law. Chris Vaccaro had won the game. And on Wednesday, they changed the score and it ended up being a tie. And it made a huge difference in that game. Well, Vaccaro would have won the division and would have taking the number one spot in the playoffs. And so basically on Wednesday, that game was changed.
So I don't think what you're saying is right, because the lateral with Lamar Miller was for negative 11 yards, not minus 4.
So the lateral was negative 11?
Yeah. So I think the minus 4 yards was just like a different play.
So if he, but does he still get that, does that catch count towards his?
He was not given a catch for that.
So his catch was another play.
I'm assuming so. I'm looking it up now. I'm telling you, but I can assure you.
How did it affect the yardage to negative 11?
It didn't. It's obviously not in there.
It's not in there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going off of what I read, what Nando said, and what I read on Reddit.
Here. Oh, you know. If verse and 10. So, in the, I think it was the first quarter, Lamar Miller, right, and I don't know if this, oh, here it is. Oh, wait a minute. Because there was a, he did have a catch in the game for 7 yards. 7 minus 11 is negative 4. So there you go. So he did have a catch in the game for 7 yards.
Yes.
That happened.
Yes.
I believe that was his only catch of the game. He got negative 11 yards on that lateral, which 7 minus 11 obviously is negative 4.
So those points will be placed back on Lamar Miller.
So I would think those points...
It'll go back to zero, right?
Yeah. I would think those points are at Lamar Miller, and he'll wind up with 7 yards total of the game.
Which would give him...
He always had the catch, but...
which would give my opponent the victory, which in return would give him a win.
I think if they put the point, if they point put the points back after the lateral, if those yards don't count, I don't know how that works.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out.
It'll be a tough 2 days, Corey.
I don't know. Do they change it? You know what I'm saying? Are these scores final?
No, like Tony said, you know, everything's going to be official by Thursday. We don't know that for sure. He gave the example of what happened in the Greenwich Street Tavern League.
Yeah, and that was ESPN. I think that each site will probably handle it differently, right? Do some sites wait until, you know, before the playoffs get to all the stats become official, or they like the Daily Fantasy and they go with the initial stats that come out?
Well, here's the thing, Tony. I remember the gentleman who runs this league was on Outside the Lines last year. And he talked about how the daily sites go final when the game's over and they don't wait for the stat correction. But in season-long leagues, they wait for the stat correction.
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing. Yeah, so you'll be waiting till Wednesday night for this one to be a final.
Yeah, I was talking about how I hated Monday night football drama. Now you're talking about, like, week-long drama here. Wednesday night drama.
I mean,
drama.
If anyone else has any drama in their leagues from week 13, we'd love to hear about it today. These are like the perfect shows when you find out the little idiosyncrasies of each and every league where people get screwed or they have something happen for them to get them in. That would be a great thing. I don't have any things like that, but I think back to some of the fantasy championships that you've had in the past, Scott. You've been around a while. Anything crazy happen like this?
I vaguely remember some Brett Favre-like experience. Like, I don't even remember the story. It's like a lot of these stories start to blur together. And in my personal leagues, you know, it's like you just don't remember it year to year, but they have happened.
Yeah,
The thing, Sussman.
Yes.
When you put together, when you're the commissioner of the league, you hope these things don't happen.
No, it's just a pain in the ass. It is. It's true. Good luck to you, Corey.
Lamar Miller caught the second lateral, and lateraled 15 yards back to Osweiler. The play continued. Miller got around a negative 11 receiving yards, dropping 1.1 points. Yeah, this is going to be changed.
Maybe.
I wish they had put the money in my account now. I was like, it's over, it's over. I won.
They would have got an email saying, Mr. Parson.
Yes.
Or you'd been like, oh, I just bought a new Cowboys jersey. Yeah. Too late.
1,000 of them.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
Why don't you try to work out a deal with the other guy right now and, you know, we'll split the money.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.